Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Sorry, people. I am not awake. It's 9 a.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I guess I'm doing the show really, really early this weekend. And there's a couple of birthdays that I wanted to give a shout out to the Jackie Chan community. I haven't even had any coffee yet. Oh, my goodness. I'm waiting to see if anybody's going to call in, because in the Jackie Chan community, people all over different parts of the world, and I was decided to talk about the show last night dedicated to the Jackie Chan community today, which is the night before, you know, for the birthday. So, you know, hey, if people call in, this is great. If not, you know how it goes. I just wing it. And EMJ, it's her birthday, and Carl Sullivan. I don't know if Carl can actually call in, because I posted last night about doing it 9 a.m., and I don't know if anybody's going to be calling in now. Oh, gosh. This is too funny. But if anybody wants to call in, It's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or the other numbers, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Anyway, I'm one of the people that is part of the Jackie Chan community. Let me say, the Jackie Chan community is really, really huge. I don't talk to everyone in there. I mean, I know there's about how many people on Jackie's page. Let me see. I know what's in the millions. I guess Kala can't get through. Got any others? Kyle. Okay, try Skype. Try Skype. Skype or let's see. This other number. Man, I didn't even realize that. I guess when people call in from another country, I don't know. Kyle Sullivan is writing to me on my Facebook page. And it's actually his birthday, so he's trying to get through. I don't know if he's going to be able to get through, because I was hoping to connect with him. But there's two other numbers. If you can't get through on the toll-free number, there is another number. It's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or you could go through on Skype. So we shall see if he can actually get through. But Carl Sullivan, hopefully you can get through. If not, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. I don't know if anybody, Terry or anybody else, is actually awake, because it is early, and I don't even know why I'm doing the show this early. I'm so dying. But, you know, it's I'll try to see, you know, if anybody's going to come on. Anyway, I'm going to go to Jackie Chan's page and let you guys know. Okay, let's see. Jackie Chan's Facebook page. How many people are on Jackie's page right now? Okay. Oh, my God. On Jackie Chan's Facebook page, the real page has over 39 million people. 39,682,690 likes. And it says 41,928 people are talking about this. Wow. And the last time the page was updated was like 21 hours ago. And it's showing, you know, Jackie. Jackie's been very, very busy. Very, very busy. As you can see on his page, if you do go to it. And everywhere he goes, he brings his two panda bears with him. Not kidding. Jackie Chan has two panda bears. One's called La, and the other one called Z. And if you get it, La Z, lazy. So those are his two panda bears, and I think he had them. I could be wrong, but I could assume, and I don't like to assume, but I think Jackie's panda bears came out of Build-A-Bear. I'm not really too sure. I can't remember. I'll have to, like, check it out, and maybe I can ask him or something. You know, and if, you know, if Jackie Chan is listening, hi, Jackie. Hello, Jackie Chan. You know, I never know who could be listening to my show, because I see in the archives, I go, oh, people have been listening. But I think people sometimes could be shy about calling and stuff, and I understand that. I don't know what attracts people to my show, but maybe it's the spazziness of what goes on in my show. I didn't have a guest for today. Like I said, it's just for birthdays for you know, for the Jackie Chan community. It was a couple of people. So AMJ, to her, happy birthday. Paul Sullivan, who is actually at the Highland Games over in Scotland. And it'd be kind of cool if he can take some pictures, because I'd love to see that. And Paul actually had met Jackie Chan. There's a picture of him. Let's see. Yeah, he actually did meet Jackie Chan. There's a picture of him on his page with Jackie. But, you know, I made friends throughout different parts of the world in different countries who are actually like Jackie Chan as much as me, or probably even more than me. I know people know that I like Jackie Chan, but, man, there's really, really fanatics out there. Like, I know I love Jackie Chan, but there's people crazier than me, believe it or not. I haven't even had any coffee yet, so we shall see how this show shall go. I just wanted to wish people a happy birthday. I don't think I have a happy birthday song. I don't want to sing. If I sing, I might break the radio show. Let's see if there's something. There's a coffee song in here. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what to play for a birthday song for you guys. I'm just looking. I'm scrolling through the music that's in the queue thing here for music. I'm sorry I don't have a happy birthday song, so I'm just trying to find a song. Let's see. Oh, here's a fun loving song. It's by Laz and Cat. I'm going to play a couple songs. The first one's called Feel by Laz and Cat, and that's by Tractor Studios. And I got to have fun being in the video here and there in this video. So I want to play a little music and just dedicate it to the Jackie Chan community and all the birthdays out there. So I'm going to play the song, and maybe it'll wake people up. I don't know, but it's a feel-good song. Anyway, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to the people in the Jackie Chan community. Oh, my God. I might sing happy birthday. I don't know. We'll have to see when we come back. So enjoy the song. I'm going to take a little break.
Yeah. Last Brit. Cat a B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the bar. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha. You just make me feel.
español.
Well, one, two, three, four, everybody yell. Turn around, jump down, ring your bell. Time is changing, everybody cries. The one who fails is the one who dies. Gotta live life and just get fun. Might as well go and have some fun. Drop it, move it, groove it, girl. Shake that booty. Don't you wanna join me? Let your body move. Put your hand on the girl. Move it back, just let it out. Take your own sweet time. Don't give up, you're doing fine. Shake your head, tap your feet. Get up off your feet.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Sewing and Tucks on the Shilly Min Chuck Show with my little fur ball co-host Kitty, Jackie Chan Kitty, where she's all run down from running around crazy this morning. Every time I try to set up a show and do other things to get ready for the show, like making tea, she likes to get my attention. Now that I'm on the show, I'm thank goodness she's being good. Anyway, today's show is dedicated to the Jackie Chan community and people. It's their birthdays, a couple of them. EMJ, who's a singer, I believe also a writer, happy birthday to her, and also to Carl Sullivan. He's over in Scotland. I think he's at the Highlander Games, and he's trying to call in, and it's kind of a little bit difficult, I guess, where he is. So I was hoping to get him from Scotland to call in, and I've been writing on my Facebook page back and forth to him, but I'll get him. I'll get him on the show, you know, as maybe as a guest or something, or I have him call in. So, Carl Sullivan, I know you are trying to call in, but I was wondering, let me know how the weather is over in Scotland and how the Highlander Games are and stuff. And, you know, to everyone out there in the Jackie Chan community, I know wherever you guys out there in the world, I know it could be like in the UK and such, it's like 1 p.m. In the afternoon. In other places, it could be 9 p.m. at night. It's 9 a.m. Standard Eastern time here in America, and I'm exhausted. The good thing about radio, you don't have to have makeup on, and you can just, you know, sit and chill, but I am not even awake. I swear to God, I'm doing this half asleep. I really am just winging this. I was like, I don't even know what I'm singing. Haven't had coffee, so as soon as the show done, that's it, and coffee. I'm trying to make it as, you know, I'm trying to make it here, you know, doing half asleep. It's kind of dangerous, but, you know, I was hoping some other people would call in and sing happy birthday, because I'm just not good. I'm not a singer at all. I mean, karaoke, it's called, you know how it's called karaoke? Well, karaoke or karaoke. Karaoke, when I do it. I can get people up and dancing, but it's very, very scary if I'm going to sing. So I guess I got to do it. Yeah, I got to sing happy birthday by myself. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. I hope I don't break the radio station. Anyway, happy birthday to you. I'm going to kind of wrap it. I'm just talking. I'm not going to sing. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear EMJ and Carl. Happy birthday to you. Okay, that's as close as I'm going to ever sing, but happy birthday to you guys. And anybody else in the Jackie Chan community, happy, happy birthday. I wish I had some cake here to celebrate it, because it's not a birthday without some cake or some dessert. You got to have cake when you have a birthday. You know what I mean? It's just about sugar and birthdays. I mean, people say, no, I don't want no cake. You got to have something. You got to have something to celebrate your birthday. You got to have some sort of cake, you know. And I just want to wish you a happy birthday. As you can tell, I'm half asleep, and I'm winging it. Because I didn't plan on having a guest, and like I usually just go on and on. Anyway, you know, just thinking about how big the Jackie Chan community really is. It's like a whole other country. I mean, you get. Imagine just having a whole big party all about Jackie Chan. That would be insane. Imagine how many. I'm going to go back to Jackie's page on here. Hold on for one second. I'm just going to bring up Jackie Chan's page once again. Yeah, his Jackie Chan's real Facebook page has over 39 million people. Imagine that in one country. 39 million people is just insane. I should actually post Jackie's page. Let's see. I'll post. This is the real Jackie Chan's page. Hold on for a second. I'm going to go to my Facebook page. So if you guys find me, Shelly Nunchucks, you will find the real Jackie Chan page. But this, mind you, there's over 39 million people. This is the real Jackie Chan's. I'm typing with one hand, so forgive me. Chan's Facebook page. So I like to share that, and, you know, I like to share it with people. I know I never really had to. It's just I could have kept it to myself and not let anybody know. I mean, people can find out where it is and stuff, but I think it's just so much better if I keep sharing Jackie Chan's page, because I know Jackie probably would appreciate that it's something that it just brings more and more people together. It's just something, I mean, I know a lot of people out there, they really love Jackie, and that's how a lot of people and I can connect, because we've loved Jackie for a very long time. I mean, there's many different walks of life that actually love Jackie Chan. And, I mean, kids, to all people that are age 80 or 100, you know, and it's not just in the stunt community. I mean, there's many people that actually love him. The things that Jackie's done his whole life is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't mean just about the films itself. And going back, I don't know exactly what year it is, and I've seen so much on Jackie, where I can talk about films and stuff so much about Jackie, but in his real life with Jackie, he's given back so much, a lot of charity work that he's done. And he admitted himself in an interview, he really didn't want to, you know, do charity work. The thing that got him, not that he was never a bad person, it's just the fact that he never really thought of doing it because he said at a time, you know, he like was, you know, wearing the jewelry and the clothing and crashing the cars, getting cars and, you know, thinking about women. He was like, oh, you're a superstar. Like, he really got into that. But what I think really changed him is the day when I think it was his publicist said, you know, like, let's, you know, maybe it wasn't his publicist. I'll have to look at the interview. I can't remember exactly. So I could be wrong. I'm trying to remember. I saw the interview a couple times. So I don't know who got him to go to hospital with children and said to, you know, bring some presents and such. So when he went to the hospital and he saw these children, the kids go, Jackie, Jackie, Jackie. You know, you got something for me, and he was handing the presents, and he saw the eyes light up of these children. And I think ever since then, that's what Jackie really started doing more and more charity work. The thing that I really find humane about Jackie is, I mean, you hear about, you know, celebrities doing things, but Jackie, he just goes beyond, like way, way beyond. And I know a lot of my listeners out there may not be into Jackie Chan as much as I am, but following the things, if you look up Jackie and see everything he's been involved in, you know, between American Red Cross, he actually has flown to some disaster areas, and he himself has helped to bring, you know, water to places and many different things. He's given and given. Now, this man, he could sit back and retire right now. He really, really could be doing this. Jackie could just be living off his money, not doing a thing. And you hear people say, and then you see all over the internet, and it's like, the internet, it's like, you know, it's like whatever, and I get that. But it's just the remark saying, oh, Jackie Chan is old. And I'm sitting here going, Jackie Chan's okay. People want to say Jackie Chan's old. But how many people do you know that's 58 years old? Maybe he can't climb a three-story building as fast as he used to, but I bet you he can climb that one story faster than any, you know, a lot of other people. So, no, he's actually older. Maybe he's not going to be doing as much action films as he used to, but give the man a little credit. I mean, half of us, we can't even do 10% of what Jackie Chan can do at his age. So it's kind of funny when I hear it, and I'm just going, you know, people go, oh, Shelley, Jackie Chan's old. And I'm sitting there going, I just smile now and I laugh because, you know, people like, you know, they like to tease me and stuff, and I get that. But the respect towards Jackie and the things he's done, and like I said, it's gone way beyond films. And it's something where the man just keeps going. And if I'm even ever 1% like Jackie Chan, I would feel lucky. I'm never going to be like Jackie Chan. That's the truth. And everybody, I never said I'm going to be exactly like Jackie Chan. Everybody's like, oh, you can't be like Jackie Chan. There's no way. And it's like, I'm not looking to be like Jackie Chan. And sometimes I feel like my life follows Jackie. Because I think that you know, at a time with, you know, everything. I mean, people that aren't in the stunts and everything like that, you know, you won't know about the whole thing with Bruce Lee and stuff. And when Bruce Lee died, you know, they were looking to replace him. And even before Bruce Lee, and even though Jackie, when he was 19, he worked on set with Bruce Lee, and he wasn't trying to Bruce Lee be like Bruce Lee. And I hope people understand that Jackie Chan had never, ever wanted to be just like Bruce Lee. He wanted to be Jackie Chan. And I sit there and people have said to me in my personal life, you know, you're never going to be like Jackie Chan. I've never said I've ever wanted to be like Jackie Chan. And I just want to clear up some other things, too. You know, I sit here and I try to get the right words out I can on the internet. And on the internet, electronically, sometimes the art of communication is lost with me. Really, truthfully, it's better that I probably sit and talk about it. I should actually be stating that I'm just, you know, I get to do some acting and get to do some stunts and fights in my own way. I am not a great big celebrity. Let's get this straight. I am not some great big celebrity at all. I get to do a little bit of acting and stunts, and it's like I'm not trying to come off like that. I'm just saying I just try to talk about what's in my life, you know, and it's like I like Jackie Chan. I mean, there's other things, too. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I go the 70s, the 80s, all those films, all those stuff. And I know a big thing now, they have the terms for it, cosplay and all this stuff. And I'm like, when I went to that, the conventions and stuff, now it's really great because it's all cool and everything like that. But back when I was a kid and going to conventions and stuff, you were afraid for your life. When you were, you know, when you're a geek and it's like nerd. Yes, I'm a geek. You know, I'm old school geek. Yes, old school nerd. Yes, and you wanted to dress up. Let me tell you, you'd be scared for your life. Imagine it's kind of ironic. You want to dress up like a superhero back in the day, and you're supposed to be strong and stuff, and you're getting the crap kicked out of you dressing up like Superman and stuff back in the day. Seriously, what would happen? You know, but. Going to the conventions and stuff, amazing, amazing characters. And for me personally, I mean, it's something that I love the costumes. Granted, I haven't been able to go to the Comic-Con conventions and all this stuff lately. I'm dedicated to working on a film called Valkyr, which why I'm like, you know, tired Saturdays and I'm just exhausted. And I think I'm just up way too early today. And, you know, just thinking that in my own way. I mean, I can't say, you know, I've gone through things like Jackie Chan has gone through. You have to read Jackie's story. I have his book, and I have to tell you, it's a second copy, I Am Jackie Chan. And both my books are broken. I'm taping them. I have to tape the pages together for my Jackie Chan books. The first one was a hard copy, which I actually found. I don't know if it's kind of the hard copy, I think, is out of print. And I keep that, and I taped it together. And then my sister Charlie did a book trading club, and she got me a book of the softer copy, and that's falling apart. I guess when you love something so much, it falls apart. So both my copies of I Am Jackie Chan, it's all falling apart. So I'm afraid to, like, bring them anywhere with me because when I've gone on sets before, I would have my Jackie Chan book. And now they're falling apart. but, you know, what I'm doing now, I'm multitasking. I'm going back. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I'm going back. Kyle wrote on my page. Okay. I guess I'm going to have to bring Kyle on my... Let's see. Oh, okay. Some people actually just friended me. I went through my Facebook page, and I actually have been trying to... Well, I actually have people helping me clear out my Facebook page, and I'm trying to. I just have another new friend. I just friended, and I'm going to have problems pronouncing this person's name that just friended me. Let me see if I can actually pronounce this. This person lives in Shanghai, China. Forgive me, I talk funny as it is. I'm going to try very, very hard. Let's see. Let me just get back. Okay. It's three names, and I'm going to try to spell it. Hekuran, H-E-K-U-R-A-N, Hekuran, Kasmika, Krasniki, K-R-A-S-N-I-Q-I. I just friended on there who lives in Shanghai, China. Okay. All right, so let's see. Well, welcome to my world. Welcome, 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 new friend. Okay. Let's see. And I'm trying to figure. Yeah, I don't know if he's an actor or whatever he is, because sometimes I just communicate and with people from different places. So I guess this guy, he might be in Wing Chun. Maybe he's a martial artist, but welcome to my world here. Maybe he does train in it. So that's a lot of times how I find people. I was actually through the martial arts community, and a lot of my friends on my Facebook page are in the martial arts community. And it's really amazing because I've had people on my show guests, and I feel very, very blessed. The stunt people, and if anybody's been listening to my shows because of my path, and just been networking for 10 years, I've had martial arts masters. I say people from Hollywood. They don't consider themselves Hollywood people. I mean, they're out there in California and working on sets in Hollywood. But believe it or not, the guys like Stephen Lambert, and I said Stephen Lambert, I quoted him one time. He was like, to me, I was saying he was the best. He's like, no, Shelly, I'm not the best. But, you know, to me, I can't help it. It's how I talk. I'm like, I'm so tongue-tied because thinking about these guys, I almost, like, want to cry because they're guys that I've watched my whole life and didn't know who they were because, you know, you watch films and you see the stunt people. You know, I just see these guys are crazy. And I'm like a little kid. I'm like, you know, growing up watching these films going, you know, and I didn't get, and the internet is all different nowadays. It's so different. I mean, when I was growing up, we were lucky. I mean, we had a cable box, but we also had TVs where we had two knobs. I am not kidding. I mean, I don't even know if you guys are going to remember this. With TVs, we had two knobs. We had one on the top, one on the bottom. And if you had a color TV, oh, that was like the bomb. We had two knobs. One was UHF and one was VHF. And sometimes the knob itself, it would come out and be like, oh, you know, turn the station. You actually had to get off the couch and turn it. And sometimes the antenna would break off the TV and you would get a coat hanger, a metal coat hanger, and stick it back of the TV and you would have to turn it. And that's like your TV. Okay, so you guys are probably going to figure out how old I am, but age is just a number. But just going back, I don't think people are going to even know what I'm talking about here. When we got to see something, I mean, it was a big deal. When you got cable, okay, it was a very, very big deal because it would come in clear and stuff. I mean, nowadays it is the internet, and it's a wide range of being able to watch whatever you want. So when I started watching Jackie Chan, it was because, you know, I hung around. I gotta admit, I'm nerd, geek boys, you know, that. And one of these guys were really crazy. He was one of the first ones in the neighborhood who had cable. And now back then, we can't do what we do. You know, you can pause everything. You can do that with TVs and such. You couldn't do it back then. If you missed the credits of a film, forget it. You missed it. Well, I mean, I don't know how everybody first in the community had watched Jackie Chan. As you can see, when I don't have a guest, anybody else listen to my show, I kind of ramble on. I just keep talking. But when I first found out about Jackie Chan, I had no clue who Jackie Chan was. Absolutely no clue. I'm a kid. And I go over to my friend's house and say, oh, we got to watch Cannonball Run because of Captain Chaos, which was Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. Because here in America, Burt Reynolds was kind of big. You know, and it had, like, at the time of Charlie's Angels and all this stuff around that time, the same time period. And so we were watching the film. It was one of the Cannonball Run films. Excuse me. I need some water here. I'm going to get a little drink of water. And so I was watching a Cannonball Run film. And I don't know at the time when Jackie was in the film if he really could speak English that well. Because he wasn't really speaking English, he was speaking Chinese. And I'll have to go back, and maybe that's what I'll watch today. Maybe I'll have to go back and watch one of the Cannonball Run movies, just have a little bit of breakfast in bed and watch the Cannonball Run movies and feel like a little kid again and watch Jackie Chan in the Cannonball Run film. But to get back to that, I didn't know who Jackie Chan was. Had no clue. I was a kid. So, there I was, looking for Captain Chaos, Dom DeLuise, and he was running around going, dun, dun, dun. And we were looking, because he was a superhero, guy in a cape, running around, want to do good things. So then this guy caught my eye, and he smiled, and he had, I think this white jumpsuit, I'm trying to remember, I think it was white. He had this biggest smile, and I looked, and I was like, something inside of me with this person's smile just gave me this good feeling. And he was just standing around, and I was like, next thing I know, he jumped up, kind of did some sort of kick. And then I just liked that guy from then on. That guy was Jackie Chan. And for the longest time, I had no idea who Jackie Chan was. Had no clue because we did not have internet access. But I kept seeing films, and we had Kung Fu Theater, and it was all dubbed and all this stuff. And we did not have access to the internet at all or anything. And Jackie, kept popping up. I did not know Jackie Chan's name. We had access to the library and stuff, but no one knew. No one I knew who he was. So for the longest time, just seeing him, he popped up. I liked it, but he had this smile that was contagious and made you, happy with what his smile would bring and the things he does. And he's like, he's crazy. Jackie Chan's crazy. He really, really is. So not until I really started, I guess maybe it was afterwards with cable and finding out who he was and learning so much about Jackie and, a lot of people. Now, I did not know, believe it or not, even living back in Boston originally where I was from, I'm living up here in Maine, actually broadcasting a lot up here, to do a couple of films and everything. But to get back to Jackie, when I was living back in Boston and starting to get into computers and stuff and learning, I'm still a tech tard. I may be a nerd and a geek, but I'm a tech tard totally, I'm a great typist. I can almost type 80 to 90 words a minute, but as far as technology is, I'm a mess. I'm a mess when it comes to technology. I'm lucky I'm running this radio show. I'm lucky I'm not blowing up this radio show because things have happened. I mean, I've had technical difficulties live on the air sometimes, But when I started learning about Jackie, I had no clue when the Jackie Chan community, if there was a way to get a hold of him, had no clue. And a lot of people, I think they did want to block me from, just yelling at me, saying, Jackie Chan, you'll never be able to talk with Jackie Chan and all this such. And lo and behold, I found out there was a big international fan club thing, a part of that. He does contests, Jackie Chan does contests, and my brother, Z, his daughter, entered a contest, and that was the first time we got in contact with Jackie. It was kind of a little thing, but she actually gave me the stuff and that she had won. And I'm just like, wow. To me, that stuff is like $1 million. And I guess, you know, it's just amazing that there's so many people out there in the Jackie Chan community I can, you know, connect with. There's so many people in different countries, and the technology is amazing. And to getting back, like I said, if I don't have anybody live on there, I just ramble on. And there's nothing scripted, and it's just improv, and I have to keep going, going, going. It's tiring. Talking for a while without anybody here, and you got to keep going. You can't be like a zombie, because then no one's going to want to listen to the show. But, you know, just thinking, going back with Jackie himself, you know, his films are spectacular. They're to me, Jackie's films are some of the best in the world. And the man himself, he could be sitting there, you know, at his age. He's 58 years old, and he doesn't even have to do a thing. He could just be living off his money, just kicking back. But no, the man does a lot of things. Not only is he doing films, and, you know, he does a lot of charity work. And he has all these foundations, and he keeps going and going. And I'm like, when does this man sleep? I mean, does Jackie have a twin or something like that? You sit there and you wonder, because it's like, Jackie, how do you just keep going? What is your secret? I think it's because he has a young heart. I really think he does, and it's like, I think he has a young spirit. People are going to think I'm nuts talking about this, but there's times when I look at Jackie Chan's pictures now, and I see a little boy. And I'm not kidding. There's one where he did the remake of it's not a remake. It's another part to Police Story. It's a new film, not a remake. I'm sorry, my bad. I stuck my foot in my mouth this time. It's not a remake. It's another Police Story. He had a crew cut, and the way his head was turned, I go, you know, thinking, Jackie looks like a little boy in that picture. Because there is a picture. There's pictures out there you can find of when Jackie was little, and he's a little boy in a cowboy, and like a cowboy suit. And I'm looking, I'm going, Jackie looks like a little boy. And every now and then, I can still see in Jackie Chan's face, you know, you people are going to think I'm crazy, and Jackie, you know, he in some pictures, he looks like a little boy. That's what I know. It sounds crazy and stuff, but he really, really does. So let's see. People, I'm getting a couple of, messages. Oh, my new friend. I just mentioned you on my radio show. I'm typing to my new friend. I just mentioned you on my radio show. Okay, I'm trying to multitask. Thank you. And I'm sorry if I can't pronounce your name, but he's living in China, Shanghai, China. Picture on ACTURAN. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Commenting on my status. Okay, I don't think Kyle might be. I need the country code. Oh, man! I don't know what my country code is. Oh, no, I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know it. Oh, man. Nuts. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I got to find out what the country code is. Oh, I guess the number to call into the show, you got to have a country code. I don't know. How am I going to find the country code? Because one of the birthday boys in the Jackie Chan community is trying to call in, and the number is, I didn't realize it. I thought it's a toll-free number. You can call in from anywhere. Oh, I got to hit my head. Hit my head like Homer Simpson. Oh, no, I don't know what. Okay, you know what? Let's see. I don't know. Maybe you can Google it? Maybe Google? Oh, no. Maybe Google it. Shoot. Oh, man. Oh, no, I don't know it.
excuse me. Oh, shoot. I don't even know how to find the... there's nothing here. It's just the area code. Oh, no. I'm going to have to find out if there is a country code this number.
Stop chewing on that, Jackie Chan kitty. She's being naughty. She's all jealous of you people out there. I hope you know out there on radio land that's listening. It's like I'm paying attention to the radio show, and she's chewing on me. Be a good kitty. You were laying down. But I don't know what the code is. I'm going to have to find out. Shoot. Shoot, 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 shoot. Country code. Shoot. I don't even know. That's a bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer. Just looking here, trying to multitask. Ah, man, I'm so bummed out right now because Kyle, who's over in Scotland, who's at the Highlander Games, he would have been calling and going, hey, shoot, 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 shoot. I can't believe this. Well, I'll have to have him on the show. I'll have to, oh, man, maybe when he's home or something, I don't know. But, Kyle, I'm sorry. Sorry, dude. Happy birthday once again, Kyle. Happy birthday. Nuts. I can't believe this. Oh, I feel so bad because I did a dedication to the show for the Jackie Chan community. And one of the guys, Kyle Sullivan, who's over in Scotland right now, he's actually trying to call in. I'm communicating. Oh, man. That's a bummer. So maybe during the week I can have him on the show. Oh, man. I feel bad. I'm so sorry, Kyle. I feel like a numbnut. I don't know the country code. Oh, man, I got to go bang my head against the wall right now. I don't know the country code. I'm stupid today. Stupid, stupid. Shelly Lynchuk doesn't know the country code. Oh, man, I'm repeating myself. Shoot. Bummer, bummer, bummer. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to look on here if there's a way. If I can't call, help. Let's see. If there's something on here, maybe if I check. Let's see. I wonder if there is a country code. I'm going to look. I'm just trying to see. Let's see. I don't know if there's a way you can tell what the country code is. Help and support. Oh, man. Let's see. Live chat. What's the country code? Help, help, help. Yeah, it says that you can get help while live on the air, but it doesn't say help. It doesn't say help anywhere. No. Let's see. Help. I'm going to open up a separate window so I don't shut down. Oh, man. Because I don't want to be live on there and get knocked out. So let's see if I can actually do this. I'm bringing up a second window, and I'm clicking help. But it takes me back where... Nope. I thought there could be a live chat. I'm trying to look through questions. Nope. What is my country code? I wonder if it's somewhere, if I can actually type in what's my country code somewhere. Yeah, I'm doing this live on here trying to find out what my country code is. I thought you could just call in because other people could call in. Oh, shoot. I'm actually typing to Kyle right now. Oh, shoot. Don't know it. I really don't know what the country code is. I don't know. I guess other people had tried. Other people have called in before, and they didn't need a country code. If anybody wants to call in and wants to try, there's you know, I'm sorry. I apologize. Anybody that's in a different country, I really didn't know you had a country code, and maybe that's why some people can't get through. Because all I know is these are the two numbers that you give out: 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Those are the two numbers that I actually have been giving out, and people from different countries have called in, so I'm not so sure. Anyways, all right. I've been lingering about this long enough. I know I was talking about something about Jackie Chan, you know, going back there, you know, like I said, today's show is dedicated to, you know, people in the Jackie Chan community, you know, and their birthdays and such, and maybe it was just too early of a time to schedule the show because I really was hoping to have some people call in, and I didn't realize from yesterday, I thought it was all set to have people call in. I will get some of the Jackie Chan members on the show sometime just to sit and chat, and I wanted to connect with people, but like I says, people from different countries, it's different times. Some people probably are in bed. It's just really hard when it's a different time zone. So happy birthday once again to people. Oh, okay. I think I got something. Country code. Oh, thank you, my friend. My hero, Douglas. My hero. Let's see. Okay. Oh, kitty cat. Okay. Let's see. Hold on, Kyle Sullivan. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got it. Oh, I'm so excited right now. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna try to do this. 011. Let's see if I'm gonna do this right. I'm so excited right now. 011. Where's the plus sign? Shoot, I'm so excited right now. I can't even type. Okay, 0 + 1 + +1. I'm trying to go back and forth. I'm trying to multitask. 011 + 1. Okay. And I'm trying to type. Oh, no, that's not it. What the? That's not right. Okay. Delete that. Let's see. 0. Oh, no. It's not letting me type. Hold on for a second. All right. Okay, let's see. It is. It is. Okay, I'm going to copy this, one on my Facebook page. Okay, now try. Kyle, I hope you're listening. Okay. I'm just trying to copy and paste this with one hand. I'm just a screwball. Serial 011 plus 1 plus serial code plus number. Okay, Kyle. 011 plus 1 plus city area code plus number. Okay. Let's see. Plus, I'm trying to type this with one hand while running. This is crazy. Of course, you know how I'm trying to type this, and it's, you know how what Facebook does now? When you type something, they try to add something to it, and that's what I'm trying to do. Area code plus number. plus number. Oh, no. What is plus? It's adding. I don't know what Facebook is doing because, let's see. I'm trying to. I don't know what Facebook is doing right now. It's like I'm trying to type something, and you know, I guess this is what they do with phones. So I don't know what it's doing. So I'm trying to 011 plus then 1. Then city area code, then the number. Okay, let's see. Hopefully this is going to go through because I really, really hope Kyle will call in because the show is actually dedicated to the Jackie Chan community. It's for the birthdays, the birthday people this week. And man, if I can get Kyle, I'm hanging in here. I get about 57 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if Kyle Sullivan from Scotland, who's at the Highlander Games right now. Man, come on, Kyle. You can do it, Kyle. You can go in. Man, not for nothing, people, but I got to pee. I really got to pee. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited here. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Talking live on the air, I got to pee. I can't help it. I'm just so excited. Hopefully this is going to work. We've been one of the people that I've actually, you know, wanted to do the show for, like I said, is one of the birthday boys in the Jackie Chan community who actually met Jackie Chan. And I wanted to bring him on here to celebrate his birthday, but I feel so bad. And I apologize. I honestly, everyone out there, I did not know you had to have a special code to call in because people, like I said, from other countries have called in and were guests on my show, and I honestly thought the numbers that I was giving out, you could call in for. So it is my bad, my mistake. So now I know I didn't know. Maybe these other people knew that was calling in, but I told you I'm a tech tard. Anyway, I'm waiting patiently. Like I said, I feel like I'm so excited I got to pee my pants. I'm excited, but the cat, my little furball co-host, is named Jackie Chan Kitty. Yes, people, I am crazy enough to call my cat Jackie Chan. I'm going to love it. See, this is what happens. When I run a radio show, all the crazy nonsense coming out of my mouth, it's like I have diarrhea of the mouth. I keep going and going and going and going. This is what happens when I don't have a guest on my show. So let's see. I think, okay, cut and paste. Okay. Okay, let's see. Try to cut and paste it. Let's go back to Carl again. Let's see. I'll try to do that. Because I'm telling you, right now, try. Okay. And by the way, there's a hero for me today. His name is Douglas. Douglas, my friend, thank you for being my hero. Okay, so hopefully you can call in because, yeah, people, I know people don't see stuff going on in the radio shows because I have the chat going sometimes. Anybody that's in the chat room, thank you for being there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for anybody. All are welcome. I'm just going to type this in the chat room. Because when you're just listening to the show, you people have no idea what I'm doing. I'm doing 50 million things at once. I have certain windows pop up. I answer emails and such. I'm going to just type all all is, I'm trying to say proper English, all are welcomed. All are welcomed here. So I just typed that in the chat room. So if you're wondering, what the heck is she doing? Because my co-host is a little furball. She's a cat. So that, I have to be honest, she isn't really host of the show. I mean, she is. She keeps me company here. And I just have a ball. And she just gets jealous of all you people out there. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that there's some sort of miracle that Carl can call in. I don't know. The countdown is on. It's live on the air. Carl Sullivan from Scotland at the Highlander Games. Hopefully you can call in. It's like Mission Impossible. Dun 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 dun. Carl, it is your mission to call in live on the Shelley Milchuk Show. Dun 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 dun. Carl Sullivan, you gotta call in so I can sing happy birthday to you live on the air. Which it's gonna be. I already sang happy birthday, and it's very, very embarrassing for me to sing because I cannot sing. I cannot sing for the life of me. Believe me, if I was to go out and sit on the streets and try to panhandle and sing, people would run away. I'm telling you, I could not sing my way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, karaoke's one thing. You know, people are probably drinking anyway, so they don't know any better because it numbs their senses. And, you know, singing, doing karaoke, rap, and getting the crowd to go, they're drinking and having fun. Hey, they don't know any better, so I could be all off-key and sounding the greatest. But so anyway, get back to talking about Jackie and the Jackie Chan community and everything. And I think the last thing I was talking about until I saw the message from Carl, because what you people don't know out there in Radioland, like I says, I do quite a few things that you guys don't see. I try to multitask as I'm doing the radio show, and I answer emails that people send to me, you know, when I'm trying to stick to the topic, because I can go way off topic sometimes. It's just how I am, because when you're doing a radio show for about 2 hours by yourself and you don't have a guest, you got to keep going. I mean, really, I don't think people want to hear people that don't have energy. And let me say, yesterday, you know, Saturdays, I work on film set. I've been doing this, working on a film called Falcare, and I got to give props. You know, I have a lot of support from some of the Jackie Chan fans, some of my friends who support me in films and stuff, and I seem to have fun and a blast, you know, doing this radio show, and, you know, who knows? Maybe I'm going to switch over to doing radio. I mean, I like doing films, but I totally have a blast doing a radio show. You know why? Honest to goodness, when you do a radio show, it doesn't matter what you wear. You could be running around half naked. You could be doing anything when you're doing a radio show. You don't have to get all dolled up. And not for nothing, people, not for nothing. I mean, I'm not some big, huge celebrity. But when you're going to do the films, I know people, maybe they like doing all the makeup and stuff and everything like that and put on tons of makeup. But it's like, ew, 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 ew. After a while, especially if you're not just like you're outside in extreme temperatures from like we filmed in the winter with snow up to our knees, freezing cold. And it's just like, you know, run around doing stuff and then, you know, out in the hot weather and the makeup on, it's like it's going into your pores. And I'm like, I can't wait to take this stuff off. And, you know, I don't have to wear any makeup doing a radio show. I love it. I could sit around here getting out of the shower, having a thing wrapped around my head out of the shower, having a little towel around my head. I do a radio show. It's a blast because it doesn't matter what you look like. As long as you can bring the energy to a radio show and you keep going, it don't matter. So that's why I like doing a radio show, and I was hoping that some of the Jackie Chan community would call in. But, you know, getting back to the community and stuff. I feel very blessed because it's, you know, through the years and explaining for myself and the experience in the Jackie Chan community has within, especially within the last year, I gotta admit, just feeling very blessed getting to network with people, with men that I've seen their work for many years. I'm talking about things where, as a little kid, watching, and I've loved a lot of Jackie Chan's work, but I'm seeing something. I think I have a guest. Let's bring the guest on. I don't know who it is, but I think you guys might be tired of hearing me talk, so let's bring the guest on. Hold on for a moment. Hello, guest. You're on the air.
Hello, Shelley. This is Doug Wong calling. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and how is my hero today?
Okay, I just caught the show early in the morning. Whoa, she's up early.
Yeah, I'm doing a special dedication, and I know you were like writing to me back and forth, and I was hoping so much that within this is Jackie Chan community that I'm part of, and I wanted to do a show today to dedicate it to some birthdays, and this guy who's one of my friends who lives in Scotland, who's at the Highlander Games, he's
mm-hmm.
been writing back and forth to me all morning, and I did not know you had to have a special area code or country code to call in, because I've had other people from like Scotland and Netherlands and stuff call in, and maybe they did know about that, and I'm sitting there going, the poor guy. You know, he's in the middle of the Highlander Games trying to call me in because I wanted to wish him a happy birthday on the ear, and, you know,
yep.
I didn't know.
Yep, there's a country code for every country. So even when you call out the United States or different countries, you have to have an area code on there, the country code. So anyone calling into U.S., I'm sure they already know it. So, you know, they probably do a lot of business, so they know that already. So, yeah, that's why I thought I'd check it out and send it to you.
Thank you so much. You were my hero. And I'm going, Carl, I don't know where he is, because he must have been, you know, trying for like an hour, because I went through the community and how we all connect somewhere. And I says, all right, guys, since it's someone's
yeah.
birthday, I'll do a special show dedicated to you guys. But then someone was saying, well, I got to teach this guy, Leon. Says, oh, I'm teaching at the time. I didn't know, because there's many people in different countries and different time
yep.
zones. So
yep,
someone
definitely.
Gets to be 10 o'clock at night. And I feel so bad, because I was really trying to get the Jackie Chan community where we all could connect live on our show and we can talk to each other. But, you know, maybe another time. You know, so thank you so much for calling in. So what's
oh.
up with you?
I'm getting ready to work on the movie. Myself and my wife will be in it. It's called The Gathering. So we start probably filming next month, where everything's right now in production, talking to everybody and trying to get everything set up. And I'll be doing a fight scene in it. So we'll see how it goes.
Sweet! I can't. Oh my gosh! You're gonna be doing an actual fight scene yourself and not
yep, myself. Yeah, they asked
oh.
me to be in it. I haven't done one for so long, you know, so I'm kind of excited, you know, I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah, and your wife, too, is going to be in it?
Yep, they asked her to be in it also, so that's going to be something else. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so they got me supposedly, I shouldn't review too much yet. I'll wait until they make the final.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I'm supposed to be a character in a wheelchair fighting from the wheelchair, so I'm going to wait and see if that happens, or they may change it up a little bit. So, but, you know, I'll get to use my martial arts skills, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Now, is this going to be, do you know how long it's going to be filmed for? Are you just filming for a weekend, or like what's
I'm not sure. This is going to be an indie film, so we're going to film like 45 minutes outside of L.A., and so it's up in the opens and in the woods and stuff like that. So I haven't seen the script yet, but that was just a general idea they gave me. So I better not say any more until they
yeah.
finalize
no,
everything.
Yes.
I'll get
no,
in trouble
I,
for
I,
talking too much, you know.
Yeah. I know you get excited. I know how it goes because it's like you get so excited about working on a project. And
right.
It's like you just want to, well, for me, I just get excited and I'm like, man, I can't say anything. I'm not allowed to say anything. And it's,
yep.
You know, you want to share your joy with everyone. And you've
yep.
been doing stuff for so many years. And, you know, I believe me, I would love to go blah, 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 blah all over the place about stuff that you do. But I guess I understand. I get that, and I hope it's something where, if it's an indie film, I hope if it's, you know, if it's released in theaters just in California, I hope it's something we can watch online. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to be distributed yet, but, yeah, I'll let you guys know as we get closer to the project and what they decide to do with it. And my son is coming back from Detroit. He'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, he's finishing Transformer 4.
So oh, my gosh.
Yep. He was there for 2 weeks doing that, so he's going to be coming back tomorrow. And he did Captain America 2 earlier, so that should be coming out sometime this year also. So, and then he just had one just come out, Percy Jackson and the Sea Monster. I think that's the title. That he's in that one also that just got released this weekend. So he's playing in that. And, yeah, he's got a few things going on, so that's good.
Oh, gosh, I have to get him. I connected with him on the I wrote a couple of messages to him because I had found him, and it's like we had talked a little bit, and it's like I know he has a busy schedule, but after so many people, you can't friend the person. Facebook doesn't allow you to. You can't get any
right.
more friends, so you have to, like, I think follow a person, and it's like, man, it was like, but, you know, I messaged him a couple times, and I know he's busy, but... Oh, boy, I'd like to have his son on the show. You know,
yeah.
if he's ever free or something, I'd love to
yeah.
set something up. And if he's ever available, I know he's a very busy boy, you know.
Yeah, he's getting ready to take off to Greece in, I think, 2 weeks. So he's a spokesman for Red Bull. So they have an event going over Greece. This will be the second year going over there. So they have the free run parkour contest, international contest, so... He's one of the guys over there, the live coverage guy. So he gets to go over there. So he said he loved it last time he was there. So they're having to come back again a second year. So he gets to travel all over the world and do stuff like that. So that's exciting for him.
That's awesome. I was like, yeah, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous now. It's like, I know you hear, like, it might be kind of crazy because, you know, yeah, women talk about pocketbooks and shoes and stuff, but, like, when I hear you guys doing stuff, I'm jealous. I really love what you guys do, and I'm just like, I know you can't, you shouldn't say, oh, I wish I was in someone else's shoes, but, you know, I can't help it. I just love the stuff you guys do. So, like, what else have you been doing? You been doing anything with your school or anything like that, or?
Just have a couple seminars set up coming up in September and one in October. One September is going to be in the San Diego area, and then I'm going to Mexicali, Mexico, in October to do one over there. So those are the two I got set up so far. And that's about it. And I when you talk about the book, I Am Jackie Chan, I'm going to pull my copy out. I haven't seen that in so long. Once I get books, I just stick them on the shelf. And this was just personally autographed to me from Jackie to me and my wife. So I was looking at it. You know, usually when I pull a book out, I just stick it on the shelf. I don't even mess with it. So
yeah.
It was like brand new.
You're, oh, man. See, I'm jealous again because the books I have, the two, I had a hard copy and I had found it in a dollar bookstore. And I would bring it on sets and it fell apart. So I kind of taped it. And then my sister Charlie, she has this book trading club and she got me a paperback book. Then that one started falling apart. I was like, man. So I was like, my books are falling apart. I guess, you know, when you love something so much, it falls apart. It must mean that you really love it. So I don't know if they make them anymore. I guess I'll have to find out about that and get another
right.
book and
mm-hmm.
kind of maybe like plastic wrap it so it doesn't get ruined.
Yep. I know what you mean. Yeah, I have a lot of books I keep like that. You know, once I get the first edition, I just stick them on the shelf. And I got a few signed by different authors, you know, in the martial arts. You know, one was The Making of Enter the Dragon, Robert Klaus. I have his signature.
Oh, my God.
And a few other things. I got one from Tiger Woods when he did his book, his dad, Earl. So Earl Woods. So I have that also. And some guys I used to know from The Temptations. So I have their book also. So they're all signed by them. So you know I have a few books there.
Oh my gosh! I like it. It's kind of sad that in the world, like they're closing a lot of bookstores because they used to have. You know, I'm like, that's kind of, I know everything's online and such, but I used to love spending time in bookstores, and they just are closing them, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. But, you know, when I read, I like to have the real book in front of me instead of going on the internet and reading from there.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with magazines.
Exactly.
A lot of magazines are online now. Is, you know, martial magazines are just online. It's not that you have the hard copies anymore. You know, that's why a lot of the magazines are going out of business because they don't have the readership like they had before. Everybody said, well, I'll get it online. I'll just get it when I want to read it, you know, and that's where a lot of the business just can't hold on to it anymore like the old days.
Yeah, it's really sad because it's like even newspapers and stuff, because if you really think about it, if you're in bed and you want to get comfortable and you have like a laptop, how can you get a laptop and be that comfortable in bed? You know, you're cozy and you get to cuddle up with a book and you have a cup of tea. You can't really cuddle up with a laptop. I mean, you can, but it's not the same.
No, it's not. It's not just like the kids used to do all the project. You know, you go buy the newspaper, cut it out, your current events. But now, print it off the, you know, your laser printer or whatever, and that's it. It's not getting the real paper anymore. So I feel sad about that, you know, but it's, a lot of major newspapers aren't there anymore. You know, I just love to read the newspaper. Now I don't even bother with it. I just leave it alone now. So many great papers are just gone out of business.
Yeah, and how are they gonna? You know, like the newspapers are going out of business and the companies are closing. How are they gonna do it for superheroes? You know what I'm saying? What are they gonna do for them, like Superman and Spider-Man, because they're going to try to stay with the times,
right. The
company's closed. I mean, how that, if in a weird way, it can affect the movie.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's strange because it's like, you know, they're trying to do all the new adaptations of the films with the comic book heroes, but they're, I mean, how can they really adapt that if, you know, if they try to keep it modern? That's kind of going to be difficult.
Yeah, everything's in the comic books now. It's no more like the real stories that you have anymore. It's just so many. Even the Spider-Man series. I mean, now they had a second series, you know. So how many times can you do that? Or even Superman's been done 4 or 5 times also. So you keep going back and doing the same thing, or some of the old TV series they start bringing out on the movies, like Charlie Angels and so forth, and 21 Jump Streets and things. You know, some of them are good and some of them are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Not the same as originals.
Yeah, and it's too bad because it's, I know a lot of people out there, like there was a guy that I brought on. Oh, you got to love this, right? I saw in a cosplay, you know what cosplay is? It's the comic con conventions, and they all have a word for it, right? So I was looking at this, and it's like we've talked about this before, you know, about like whitewashing and all this stuff that's been going on and stuff. So I saw this costume, and this guy named Christopher, he was dressed up like Aquaman, and he made the costume himself, and it was really done really well, the chainmail and stuff like that. And people were going on talking about, Aquaman's white, and like, where's your wig, dude? And it's like, okay, this guy who loves the character wants to do, you know. And first of all, he's American, and you know, his background, his family is, you know, Korean. But he was American. He's going there, and you know, for years, we've seen what cast has been done, like in Airbender, the little boy who's supposed to be Asian, they made him white, and they kind of whitewashed the film. Now, here it is, and I was like, I had him, my point of getting to Christopher, you know, I connected with him because of this whole thing I've seen, but getting more details, I brought him on the show,
And when I brought him on the show, he was going and saying about a couple of stories, and with what you were saying about, you know, remakes and all this stuff, my point of what I'm saying, he was talking about Wonder Woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about, people keep trying to do a Wonder Woman story. And I says, I would love to work with him to do with Wonder Woman. I saw one of his friends who dresses up like Wonder Woman. She did a really fantastic job. The costume's really awesome. I don't know if she made it or not. But the point is where, you know, there's some films that characters could be done really well, but it keeps bombing because I don't think they know how to cast it or do it right. Because look at, I don't know if you know anything about what they've been trying to do with Wonder Woman since 1995, where I tried to send pictures of myself in because, you know, loving Wonder Woman, I'm tall, 5'8", but I don't think they know how to cast certain things. That's why I think they keep remaking it. And people have money, right? They got money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people want to take a chance on new ideas thinking it's going to bomb, but they keep remaking things. You know, and it's really sad. You know, I don't know. Maybe just sticking, watching the same movies over and over again. I think that's what the thing is. No one wants to take a chance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that's probably it, you know. Or people just can't come up with new, fresh ideas. That's what you want to find, you know. Then you get some you can get some great movies from there. But, you know, everything is just like rehash, or they're going back on storyline that people created many years ago and said, well, I can do this. I can follow a whole storyline. I'll just pick a comic book, whatever's out there that hasn't been done. Let's do that again. So, you know, it's a new costume, you know. And you know, I like all the Marvel series and the DC series, you know, all the movies they put out. You know, they're pretty nice, you know, so bring it to real life, you know, instead of just reading from a comic book, you know, you see all the action in it. So, in a way, I like it. But, you know, I still like to have, you know, something new.
Something new,
you know. So, yeah, I mean, I like all the good stuff. It's like, you know, Mission Impossible series, that was great. A lot of action behind it, all the Jane Bond stuff, you know. So you know, I always like the action. So, you know, you have a series of building on the series, you know, doing different things. That's why they have so many different characters in some of these remakes, you know. So some of them are pretty good. And, you know, I like them, you know. But it keeps us all busy and us all working. So that's the whole idea, just keep the industry going. So hopefully it's going to bring some new project. That's why I want to see something new originally, you know, so what's going to be out there, you know. So I'm just rambling on, too. It's early for me.
No, it's really early. You're in Cali, aren't you?
Yep, yeah, it's only 7:30 here still. You know, I happen to get up early at 5:30.
Wow.
I was fixing some things, and I went on to Facebook, and I said, whoa, you're going on early here.
Because I had told people, I said, I'm going to go. I said last night, I says I was going to the set of Valkyrie, the one that I've been filming on Saturdays for, where I'm playing the lead Valkyrie and stuff, and we've been filming that every Saturday, and people are like, yeah, let's do it, celebrate birthday stuff. And I says, all right, when I get home Saturday night, I'll set up the show and let you guys know. So I let people know. I says, Sunday, 9 a.m., you know, I want to, you know, dedicate a show to the birthdays of people in the Jackie Chan community. And the one guy, Kyle, he just, even as we're speaking, he just wrote to me again. He says, I still can't get through. I think where he is, it might be, you know, maybe there's no cell phone lines or something
right
where he is, because he's over at the Highlander Games right now. So I guess I'll have to bring him on some other time, but I just feel bad, but I try to do the best I can, and I'm so thankful you called in. You're my hero. Thank
no
you for
problem.
Being my hero. You're my Superman today.
Anytime, no problem. Yep,
I really appreciate that.
Since you're talking about Jackie, let's relate some story that I know or what.
Please, tell the community. Go ahead. You can talk.
Yeah. I first met him when he first came over to do Battle Creek Brawl, or what they call, they changed the name of that to, what was that first movie he did here? I can't even think of it now. That's all I remember. That was the original title. And that's when he played the boxer and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of that movie anyway. So we met him. When he first came over, he didn't speak any type of English at all. So everything, they made Chinese pronunciation that sound like English. So that's how he did a lot of that stuff there. And that's when they had him doing roller skating. He's never been on roller skating before, so it took him about less than a couple of days, and he was up on top of it, you know, because he's such an athlete, you know. So he learned how to do it, go forward, backwards, speed, jumping, and everything else. So that's the way he was. So, and, you know, he was really kept to himself because he didn't speak any English at all, you know, and all these guys are trying to talk to him, so he had to have the interpreters and stuff like that. And so then he came in. My brother got a hold of him somehow and brought him in to do an article for Inside Kung Fu Magazine. That's my brother's magazine at the time. So he came in, and so I sat in during the photo session and just watched him do some of these amazing kicks that he was doing, you know, about the just all the kung fu stuff he was doing. That was the first time I seen him in action. I mean, so, you know, right there in front of me, you know. So that was, you know, live and for real at the time. So it's really something else to see that. And so, you know, him and my brother became such good friends, and after that, and they stay in contact, and he was Jackie's best man at his wedding and everything. So you always see him all the time. If you ever see MTV, they do specials, and there's a big tall Chinese guy standing in the background behind him. That's my brother Curtis. So they've been best friends for a long time. They've done a couple of business together. They had a restaurant in Hawaii together, Jackie's place. And then I don't know if you remember that exercise machine that Jackie had a couple of years ago. I forget the name of that thing. It's a pulley thing that you stand on, and you can do your hand weights and stretching and kicks and everything else. So my brother set up that contract for him, got him $1 million for that little deal there. So the machine was okay. It didn't work as well as it should have, you know. So that lasts about 8-9 months, but, you know, they... Jackie was always into everything, you know, had his own vitamin company, his own, you know, supplements that he takes and stuff like that. So he had market all that kind of stuff. So my brother was helping him do quite a few different things business-wise, you know. But, they've been good friends all the way through. They travel 2-3 times a year together, going back and forth to China and stuff like that. But, you know,
wow.
Yeah, so we see him whenever he comes in. You know, he'll come in and do different events for the fans or at different kids' awards. You know, my brother's always there with him and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's always in and out. I think he just got back either this week from Germany because he was supposed to go pick up some stuff for my brother. So, you know, everybody kept saying, oh, he's dead, he's dead. I said, he ain't dead. He's alive and talking and kicking, you know.
That's horrible, and it's like, and people know, I know better, and it's like, the internet's the internet, and it's like, believe me, I'd be like, I think people would come to my house, do you know what I'm saying, because I know I would be upset, but there's people out there, they privately write to me, and they're really upset, they go, Shelly, is this really true? Oh, no, it's not true. I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's like in MSN News on the internet. Mm-hmm. Now, MSN News, as far as I know, it was real news. And
right.
They posted about a rumor of being Jackie Chan being dead. And that's kind of like, how dare they say that? They should have wrote something that says, no, he's not dead. They're saying it's a rumor. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
The whole article, I mean, for people, this keeps coming up. It used to be once in a while, but now it's every month. And I'm like...
Yeah.
It's kind of twisted, and I know that probably goes along with it, but to make up a rumor, I mean, there's people out there that are fans that don't know any better, and they're going to have meltdowns. And that's what I'm worried about, and I shouldn't worry because that's not really good to worry about something like that, but I just care, and I keep saying, no, Jackie's not dead, it's just a rumor. So
yep.
It's kind of like, as soon as I see that people, they've even posted on my Facebook wall, and they're like, Shelly, is this true? And I go, no, it's not true. And I just don't get what the fascination of people to spread rumors of someone's dead. Because it's not a nice thing.
Nope, it's not. Yeah, that rumor went out there. I had so many phone calls, text messages. That's it. No, he's alive. He's well. He's people, please don't listen to that stuff. And some of the stuff they had on Facebook, you know, if you click on this line, then you'll see the story and all this. Oh, man, all of it was just a virus they were trying to put on the different people clicking on Facebook sites. So I said, oh, that's so crazy. But some people out there just to do that and affect some other people's computer system. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just bad. So I said, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Believe me.
Yeah.
It's not something that's nice. But
but
anything else you can talk about? You know, any other stories? I mean, you said you worked. Was it Battle Brawl? Is that you worked with him on there?
No, that's when he first came over to the United States to do that first movie. Called The Big Brawl, that's what it is. That's his
yes,
first
okay,
one.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, The Big Brawl, that was his original movie. So we got to go cover it you know, as a magazine of the movie because, you know, they were all trying to get publicity for Jackie because that's going to be his first project in the United States. So since we were the biggest Kung Fu magazine or martial art magazine at that time period, they asked us to come by and you know, check it out. And then we asked them to come down and do a photo shoot for the magazine. So ever since then, we always done different magazines with him. We did, you know, four or five different specials with him. And then they put a couple books together and different things like that also. So that's when we first met him. So, but, you know, like I said, we've been family friends since that time period, you know, so it's something else. So, like I say, whenever he comes down, it's either staying at my brother's house, but now he has his own place in Beverly Hills. So he has there, and then he has a big place in Australia because his mom and dad lives down there, and he has a place in Hong Kong and so forth. But, you know, he travels worldwide. He just goes all over. So,
He does, and I guess they showed before, I think it was on MTV, and Jackie, I was like, people like, how can you call Jackie crazy? I go, why? I says he's just a regular man. I says, because, I says, you know, Jackie's a little crazy, and they showed him running around. He goes, it's private. He was watering. He had a hose. He had a shirt on, and I think just underwear, and he was running around, and I was like, yeah, he's crazy. Because I was like, he's like, oh, no one's going to see me. I don't think no one's going to watch. He's running, and it's like, I don't know if it was MTV Cribs or anything. I forget what it was. And then he's, like, sweeping on the top of his roof. I says, man, I think Jackie has OCD or something, right? And, but it's like it's not OCD. It's just that it's discipline. And I think that there's a difference, and I understand what that's about. And it's like, but it seems like he's sweeping his roof, and it's like he could be in a dangerous spot, and he's sweeping his roof. Who in their right mind? You know, this is why I think he's really crazy, because who's in the right mind going to go up on the roof by themselves and sweep their roof clean? I was like, that's nuts. But it's like, I'm saying he's kind of crazy out of love, because that's nobody I know that's not in the entertainment business is going to go up and sweep their roof by themselves, unless they're a roofer or something. So you're going to say that's a little crazy.
You know, he has the ability, so why not, you know? I mean, I remember my teacher was, when I took my son to visit him, he was only about 2-3 years old, my son. My teacher's about 80-something years old. He's on top of this 15-foot ladder on top of the roof fixing it. He's 70-something years old. That's a goodness, you know. And he's perfect balance, no problems for him. He was just up there just doing it. So he said, "Well, you want to come do this?" And said, "Nah, don't worry about it. I can handle this." And then he just scooted on down, met my son and stuff like that. And so, you know, some of these guys they have the talent. They're not afraid of anything. They just go ahead and do it. You know, you think it's out of out of ordinary tasks they do, but that doesn't bother them any. You know, so some of these teachers are like that. And Jackie was of all the stunts, you know, he knows all his balance points and everything else, so that's nothing for him to get on the roof and do it. Me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
All right. It's going to be amazing to be able to do that, and things too, like, you know, when they show in the blooper reels about what Jackie's doing, and there was one, I cannot remember which movie it is, right? So it's like some part of a bridge, and they had him like on this rope, and he was mad. He was swinging way up in the bed, way up where the bridge was, and swinging down. It was in the edits, his bloopers and stuff. And he's all mad and swinging his arms, and he's swinging this death-defying thing. And he's like, he's all mad, saying, "What you doing?" And it's like, because it didn't go the way he wanted it. I'm like, oh my gosh, because it was something didn't go exactly the way he wanted, and I keep trying to find that blooper reel because it's really funny, even though he's very serious, and he's just swinging all these feet in the air, and he's dropping it, and as he's dropping,
everybody else would probably think, oh, my God, I'm dropping. But there he was. His arms is going back and forth in his legs, and he's like, this isn't right or something. I forget what he was saying, but it was funny because he was really kind of, like, a little angry because it was a stunt and it wasn't going right, and everybody else, like, pooped their pants, but he crazy. He's really crazy. You got to love the man.
Oh, yeah. He does some crazy stunts on his own, you know, some of that stuff, you know, the outtakes, yeah. You know, he goes jumping from building to building. I mean, the first time they tried, you know, it's crazy. And even when he did that, I forget the name of that movie, he was on that hover boat, you know, he busted his ankle, you know, then they continued doing the shooting afterwards, but they had this cast on and they put this big old thing on top of his sock. Looked like his regular shoe, but I mean, he injured himself so much. Yeah, he does some crazy stuff, you know, but you know, everybody enjoys the movie, you know, he's got his deal for the movie, you know, so that's something.
Yeah, you got to give you guys props because it's like, if you really think about it, because I was mentioning this throughout my whole show, it's like, because you know how the expression, they have more money than God? I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's like, it's this weird saying, right? And Jackie, with his age, he could be sitting back not doing a thing. I mean, not only films, but he really, you know, following, because of his plane and everything, he has his own plane. And he's gone. He's flown while he was still filming with disasters in the world. He's actually stopped filming to go to these disaster areas. And I was like, I'm just like, wow. And to see that type of person, I would be lucky if I was even a percentage or half a percentage to, like, be like Jackie. Because I was like, I know, and I talk about Jackie so much, and people's like, you'll never be like Jackie Chan. I was like, no, but following what Jackie does or any other people that I'm getting to know, like Hugh Douglas and other people, even to try, I'm trying, I mean, even where I am at in my life, I'm trying, I make mistakes, I do errors and stuff, and I feel like a stupid idiot. And I try to, like, you know, when you do something wrong, I take it really kind of hard on myself. And people are like, oh, just get up and move on. And I'm trying to even overcome that and going to find out there's something. Where I always thought there was something wrong with me, and going to find out, I guess I have, I might be, I don't know the type of form it is, but I might have a form of autism, and it's something where I've done this on sets, and people, like, I blank out, and I always says, there's something, I says, I feel different than most people, and maybe that's why I like martial arts, looking at Jackie, what he does, and figuring, you know, I think, oh, I'm stupid. And I was like, it takes me longer to learn things than people. And being on set, I sometimes blank out. And people like Shelly, you know, trying to get my attention and, you know, seeing what Jackie does, wishing I could do what he does. And I feel like I don't think I could ever do something, even half the things that Jackie does. And I'm learning, I'm going to have to try to do what I can do, but it does take a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah. Jackie's got an unusual character for himself. I mean, he tries everything, does everything. Well, it's just the way that he was trained when he was young. So, you know, that's one thing. A lot of us weren't able to be trained young, you know, the way intense, like the opera thing that he did. You know, a lot of these people, as they grow up now, you know, yeah, they start picking it up once they get out of high school or something like this. But it's not the same as if you train as a child. You know, your mindset is completely different. So that's why a lot of these stunt guys that were trained young, especially from China and Hong Kong, when they did all those type of things, you know, they're trained from young, and their body is just a mold a different way, you know. So when people are trying to learn it now, you know, these guys are 20, well, I'm in good physical shape, but they still can't do certain things because their body and mind's not molded the same way as somebody else has done it for the whole lifetime. So that's what you have to look at, you know. So that's why a lot of my students say, well, how come you can do it? I can't do it. I said, well, you know, I've been doing it for a while. You're still trying to learn it. I said, learning is one thing. You know, I said, it's second nature to me. For you, you're just trying to learn it to make a second nature to yourself. So it's going to be a while.
Yeah. And I don't know if this sounds crazy or not. Like, I've gotten mad to the point, like, when I'm by myself, like, with nunchucks, and I'm like, my right hand is better than my left hand, right? So I'm kind of, what do you call your gimp hand? You know how it's like, you know, everybody's got, a better, how can I say, a better side, but mostly people, if they're right-handed, usually they're better with the right-handed than if they're with the left-handed and stuff. And I've gotten, like, sometimes I get mad at myself. It's not when anybody's around, right? Because it's like you're supposed to respect the weapons. And I've got a hard pair of nunchucks, and I've actually in the past, because I would get so mad because I'd hit myself with the nunchucks or I'd still kind of gimpy with the left side with the nunchucks. Mm-hmm. I'm better with the right side. So I get right. so mad, and I would throw them. And I actually uh-huh. cracked my nunchucks and a pot of my nunchucks, my plastic ones, they broke. And I'm like, oh, I just suck so bad. And it's like people are like, do not get hot on yourself, Shelly. You got to practice. And I'm like, I don't want to practice. And I get in these things, and I'm trying to, I keep doing this. And my teacher Z's like, you know, it's like I just stop practicing, right? I just like I go stop, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And it's like, I sound like a little kid. I was like, oh, I just suck so bad. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm trying to break through, and, you know, I just stopped. I seem to stop training, and I don't want to, like, I just stop. Because I can practice on my own, and, like, I trained in a year in Tai Chi, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm at a point right now where I'm just like, I'm so aggravated because I'm slacking on working out, and my workout routine has been horrible lately. And I'm like, I know I have to get better working out, and I'm trying to get myself psyched up for Falkir. And I've been slacking. It seems like I want to push myself, and I have the ability to do it because I've got two legs, I've got two arms, and I know I can do it. But it seems like sometimes I just fall off my path. And even the things I've loved, even like Jackie and all these things, I'm going, I need to get back on my path. But it seems like something in my head that's blocking me. And I don't know if it's where people before, like I'm trying to break a cycle where, you know, I guess people that said I couldn't do this and I'm trying to overcome that. And I don't know if that's still subconscious where I know, like I've gotten a hold of Jackie Chan where people said, you know, Jackie will never talk to and stuff. So I could prove when people said I can't do something, I can do it. Right. And I don't know if it's, and I should know better not to let anything stop me. And I'm trying to like, no, Shelly, you have the ability to get up and to walk. You know, it's like I have this ability, but sometimes I stop myself. And it's me. It's my own free will. But lately, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my full-time job that's getting to me, and I'm like, I'm trying to, I know I'm able, but I'm like, I don't want to do it. And then it's like I have like, I don't know, a demon? Or not a demon, but do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of I'm fighting my own demons, and right. I'm trying to overcome that. I'm trying to like, even sitting here as I'm speaking, I feel that, and I'm trying to push through it. And how do you, I know I'm going to have you on a show. My show, like I said, it's a program. It shuts down in about 10 minutes. And this is a whole other topic. I'll have to have you back on the show. And it's like, you're going to have to come back on and tell me how to, like, fight my demons, my own demons. It's not like Bruce Lee, but I guess to overcome these things, you know? I mean, would you be able to give me, like, in a few minutes, maybe something inspiration to focus on?
Sometime, you know what it is. You have a plan, and sometimes you put it in your mind, and sometimes you follow it, and sometimes you don't. So the best thing to do, I usually tell people, have your plan, write it down. Put it like a checklist. Then you go ahead and you see, okay, well, this is what I should be doing. Okay, let me go do this, check it off, go and do it. And then you follow the next step. Okay, I was supposed to go do this thing here. Let me go and do that, and I'll check that off. And sometimes when you have a checklist, that you, it's easier for you to follow it because it's mentally there, and also you visualize it, then you verbalize it, and you do it all. So a lot of times just telling yourself to do it, you say, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it. But if you have something like a checklist or something like that, and you say, let me do this right now, check it off, and go do it right now. And then when I finish up, put the check, okay, finish. It was good job, or it was poor, should do better. You know, it's something to remind you. So, you know, sometimes like something like that will help you more. So do write it down, exactly what you want to do. Well, today is what I want to accomplish. I want to do this exercise. I want to train for 15 minutes with this. I want to do 15 minutes on the leg, 15 minutes on the arm, 15 minutes overall body. And make it like this, and this will keep – put in your mind. You can use the same checklist or write a new one each day. So it forces you to think that way. So you train your mind to follow an idea. Well, this is okay. These are my step by step by step by step. This is what I want. This is what I want to accomplish today. When I'm beginning of the day, 1 to 10, I got to do everything in between that I want right now. So that's what you do. Just follow that, and then after a while, it mentally goes in your brain. You don't need a checklist. You just use your mind will control it then. But in the beginning, sometimes you need a little bit more. A little bit more push, or sometimes you have to have some people come on and tell you, say, did you follow your checklist today? Did you accomplish your first step? You know, you have to have people on Facebook call you, hey, are you following your steps? Are you doing it? So sometimes you need that motivation, but that's what keeps you going. You know, that's how I kept myself going for a long time, because sometimes I get so busy, I forget what my checklist is, and I say, oh, yeah, but, oh, okay, yep, I should have did that. I forgot to do that yesterday. But that's what you need to do. You know, help yourself. That's the whole idea. It's just an idea. It's your thoughts. It's your idea. It's what you want to do. Write it down. It's there. You can follow it. Then the next day you may have a different checklist. You may want to do something different. Okay, today I'm going to call this person. I'm going to do this. Today I'm going to do my radio show. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to talk about. You know, just different things. And after a while, it just works in your mind. It just clicks. That's what
maybe I think you're right, because even like something yesterday Z had told me, and there's all these foods. It's like, this is a whole nother show we could talk about, but it was like 4 easy foods he told me about, and now I can remember them because I'm trying to get even healthier, because everybody's system is different.
Right.
So he told me these 4 basic foods that would personally help me, and I'm going to go out and get them today. So it's something that, you know, is going to help me, because I know our battle theme is coming. It seems like I'm sabotaging myself, but, you know, I'm told and I have the ability to be, you know, I'm lucky and blessed because I have people in my life and more people I'm connecting with like you and other people and Steve's there. And it seems like I fall off of what teachers are saying. And that's, I think, my weak point, but it's no excuse. And I have to learn how to overcome it. So as soon as we're done talking here and as soon as I'm on the show, I'm going to post checklist, and no one's going to know what I'm talking about on Facebook. So I'm going to put, okay, checklist. That's going to be my status update, and people are going to be like, this girl, Shelly, she really is nuts, because I randomly put things and people can't figure out. So I think that's what I'm going to do. The first word after we're done with the show, I'm going to put checklist on my Facebook status update.
Good. That's the way to do it. But, you know, you look at all these other people, you know, they do make themselves a plan for the day or for the week, for the year. You know, even Jackie, everybody does that. You know, some people call it their diary, whatever you want to call it. I just call it a checklist, which is easier to go by. But that's what you want to do. Plan what you want to do, what I want to do for this week, what I want to do for next week, what I want to do for the month. And this is my plan. This is what I want to do step by step. And once I do the step by step, I'm going to accomplish one technique. Oh, I'm going to feel great on doing this. Let me do a few more things. And after a while, you control your whole mind thought. Everything goes the way you want it because you control it. But it's you. It's your mind. It's your idea. Just follow. You just got to have a plan. But people procrastinate. They don't do it. Sit there and write it down and follow it, and you'll be a better person for it.
Oh, maybe that is my problem, because I want to do so much, and I'm like, focus and nothing, just what I was told yesterday, nothing, don't have any excuses, and I was like, I just want one little simple thing to follow, and I do have someone, I am lucky, I do have someone in my life that I do, helps me, and I'm very appreciative of that, and I just seem to fall off. I don't know why. I just do that, and it's like then someone else will come along like yourself, Douglas, and they'll say one little tiny thing, and sometimes it'll stick to get what someone else had said. It seems like a chain, a domino effect, which will take, you said about checklists, and it's going to take me back to what Z said to me yesterday, and I'm like, wow, we must all be connected with the universe, they say. We must all somehow be all connected.
Yep. Well, this will help you focus and accomplish what you want. You know, things that you think is impossible, you take small steps toward it. And what you accomplish is, oh, that was easy. But you never thought you could do it. That's the whole idea. You know, have confidence in yourself, because you are you. You know what you want to do. Write it down. Don't be, but sometimes your mind is spread to too many ideas.
Yes.
Well, write it down so you can focus on it. That's all. Say, well, let's say, well, in a month's time, I want to accomplish this. In the short term, well, yeah, I can go out there and exercise now. In the next half hour, do this right now and work on it. And do it every day. Plan for something. And you have the little small checklist, you know, it's stuff that you can do easily and accomplish it. And your bigger long-term, you know, ideas that you want to do later on, write it down. Do it every day. Every day you're going to progress. You're going to grow. You'll get stronger.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. And I think I just want to thank you, Douglas, for helping me out so much, becoming a friend, and you know, just every advice you give me, and you know, calling in the show. And I hope to have you as a guest again, because my show, like I said, it'll shut off. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, calling it and being my hero today. I know it's just a telephone number you were trying to help me out, but that to me, that's a big thing. It's a little tiny thing. So you are my hero. You are my Superman today, Douglas. So thank you so much for calling in.
No
and I hope
problem.
Sunday, thank you so much. I hope your Sunday is going to be great for you for the rest of the day.
Okay, you too. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, what a sweet day it is. That's what it is. Here I am doing dedications to the Jackie Chan community, and it's going to be a great day. It really, really is. And, you know, maybe sometimes I do fall off my path, but all I need is that little tiny thing, checklist, and then I can remember what Z said to me yesterday. Well, everyone, you know, Big Brother Z, Director Z from Falcare. I am lucky that I have someone who gives me direction in my life. Sometimes I fall off, but with what Douglas said, Douglas Wong, he just said, you know, checklist, that's going to stick in my head. It's going to help me with what Z said to me yesterday. I know this is about dedications to you know, the Jackie Chan community, but it seems like it's just made my whole morning. Just talking like this made my whole morning. And remember, anybody out there, you know, Jackie Chan community, wherever you are in the world, if you have a dream, just you remember, you do not have to be a big celebrity to do a dream. Maybe it doesn't work out the way you want it to. Believe me, I know. But, you know, just go for it, because you're as good as anybody else in this world. And my show is about to, you know, go off the air, and I never thought 2 hours can go by so fast, but everyone out there in the Jackie Chan community, EMJ, happy birthday. Kyle Sullivan out there in Scotland, I hope your Highlander games were going really well. Hope to have you on the show. You know, even just to call in, you're welcome anytime. And everyone, thank you so much for following me. Thank you to the listeners, anybody that's listening live in the chat room. Even after my show's off the air, thank you from the bottom of my heart. All those that have been following me, you know, all these years, thank you so much. And I will try. I will try my hardest, and I will try and improve my mind as best as I can. Today was just that inspiration I needed so much. And why it always relates to Jackie Chan, I don't know. In my mind, you know, but thank you, Douglas Wong, for calling in, and my show is going to end soon, so everyone, thank you so much, and for, I think it's going to shut off right now, but I will end the show with Battle Song, which, let's see, I'm trying to get to it. Anyway, everyone, thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Bye-bye.